Sonic Erotica. Talk Sex. Words by Viva, performed with a little help from Joe.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Oh, hi. Wow. It's so late. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I just can't stop thinking about you.
Oh, yeah? Where are you?
I'm at home, in bed.
Yeah, me too.
So, what are you wearing?
I'm still dressed from the day. Yeah. I'm wearing my little blue dress, the one with the flowers, the low-cut one.
Oh, the one with buttons all the way down the front?
That's the one.
The one that just barely covers your ass?
Yep, but I'm wearing stockings.
What kind?
They're dark red. I don't think you've seen them before. Mm. They're so old, they're practically see-through. I can see right through them. I mean, I can see, like, the freckles on my knees, and they're full of holes. I probably shouldn't even wear these out.
I'm sure you look gorgeous in them, with your pretty skin showing through all those holes. Mm. Are your stockings still tight?
Yeah, they're a bit too small, actually.
Oh, nice. I love the way it looks when your skin presses against holes in tight stockings. Mm. Like it can't breathe. Pressed up against the holes like it's trying to get out. Are you wearing panties, little girl? Mm.
You know I love it when you call me that.
Well, are you?
No.
Isn't that dress a little short to go without?
Well, I was wearing stockings.
See-through stockings. Full of holes.
You got me. I didn't have class until 11 today, so after everyone left the house, I started reading some really dirty stories. Yeah. And I got so turned on.
Oh, what a little slut. Tell me what you were reading.
Just some stories that a girlfriend of mine gave me. They were so good I couldn't help myself. The one that finally got me was about the girl touching herself on an elevator.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, she was at her friend's penthouse in the middle of the night, and her friends were this really hot couple, and they'd been drinking and talking, and she couldn't wait to get home to masturbate because she was really turned on. And since it was so late and the lobby was so many floors down, she just got down in one corner and flipped up her skirt.
Was she wearing pants?
Her? Yeah, she was. But they were totally soaked. Totally useless. She'd been wet the whole time she was with her friends. In the story, she just, like, takes off her panties and shoves them behind her in the corner, and she can still smell them. She imagines the whole elevator smells like them. She's so turned on, she can see that her pussy is actually dripping onto the elevator floor. Her senses are going crazy, and her nipples are rubbing against the material of her top. And she's just crouched in the corner of this elevator, like, fingering her hot, soaking, wet little cunt. First with one finger, and then more and more. And eventually she's using four fingers to fuck herself really hard, just, like, slamming her fingers into herself. You can see, like, why I couldn't help but touch myself, too.
Yeah, I understand that. Mm. I'm having a pretty similar problem.
I bet. Tell me what you're doing.
I'm naked in bed. I'm lying on the sheets with the blanket pushed off me. It was cold in here, but now, you know, I'm starting to heat up.
Mm.
My hands wrapped around my cock. I'm mostly holding it tight at the base, but sometimes I move it up, slowly, all the way along that length, and back down. But not too often, you know. I like to keep myself from getting too excited, too fast.
You mean you like to tease yourself?
Yeah.
What
are you doing?
I'm just playing with the ladders in my stockings. Like, I'm running my fingers up and down them all the way up my thighs. Feels really good. I'm teasing myself too. These stockings come all the way up against me because I've got them pulled up really tight. So since I've got no panties on, I can just, like, touch myself. It's almost like I was naked. I want to touch, but I think of you just holding your cock and not moving, and I don't let my hand get too close.
Just get a little closer for me.
Okay. Oh, I just pushed against it. Against my pussy. I'm really wet. My stockings are, like, really, really wet. They're really thin and they're just soaked through. They're sticking to me. Oh, God. Oh, I wasn't even this wet this morning.
Oh, so nice. I love hearing girls describe how they get turned on. I'd love to press my face against your cunt right now. Right against their stockings. I can just smell you.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this morning.
So, I'm reading about this girl, like, fucking herself in this elevator. Like a little bitch. And I feel like I really want to be fucked too. And no one's home. So, you'll love this. I pinned the story to a bulletin board so I could change the pages with my toes.
Clever girl. Were you dressed already?
No, I just had my dress on, nothing else.
No panties?
No panties. I hadn't even brushed my hair yet.
Good. I like that. What did you do next?
So, I got my vibrator and I propped the bulletin board up on a table, like, close enough so I could still read it. And I put my feet up on either side of it and I started to read again. And I was getting more and more turned on, imagining this hot little bitch squatting and fingering herself in this elevator. And just the description of her cunt is like dripping on the floor. Oh. I couldn't stand it, so I put the dildo against my pussy and I like,
yeah.
I rubbed it around, getting it really nice and wet, and pushing it against my clit a little bit, and turned it on to low, and it was like too much for me. I was so hot, and if I kept it there, I would have just come. So I shoved the whole thing into my pussy so hard. And I let myself moan because no one was home. And I kept reading that story while I fucked myself. In and out, and in and out. With my vibrator.
Get it out now.
Yeah, okay. Right here.
Yeah? Did you wash it?
No.
Good. I bet it smells like pussy.
Yeah, it smells like me.
You like that?
Yeah, it turns me on.
Me too. What does it look like?
It's pink and smooth, but nice and thick. I really like my toys thick.
Yeah. And why is that, a little bit?
Because I love to feel stretched when I'm getting fucked. I like something that feels a little too big in the beginning. Like, so I have to shove a little to get it inside me at first.
Take it back to bed with you, baby.
Yeah, I want it now.
Yeah, finish the story. You were on the couch with your dress up around your waist, reading porn. Fucking your wet cunt with this dildo.
Yeah. Now I'm playing with my clit through my stockings with it. It feels so good. I want to turn it on, but I won't.
Oh, I'll turn it on, babe. Now take it off your clit. Play with your nipples. Make them hard for me. Real hard.
Yes. God.
You like that?
Yeah.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.